Something which always pops up for people who like to break apart movies and pop culture and analyse the messages and themes is whether or not we're looking too far into them, or whether these ideas were placed there on purpose by the filmmakers or the writers, who they're connected to and why they would put these themes in their movies. And there's a few possibilities. It's all coincidence and we're just reading too much into it. It's the politics of the director and studio bosses or higher powers. Or it simply reflects whatever is in the zeitgeist at that time. If you've ever managed to sit through a Michael Bay movie, you'll notice there's a very, very heavy presence of the American military. Not just to drive a story, if you could call it that, but because Bay himself has allowed more access to military sites than most directors. Bay's movies depict the American military as heroic and highly capable, but they're also relatable. There's large dollops of small-town Americana. The farmhand from Nebraska doing his bit for freedom and democracy. There's a gentle conservatism to it. And the Pentagon likes that, or at least they did until recently, and so Bay is rewarded by being allowed more access. The point here, though, is that there is political horse trading going on which affects the movie itself, and this is the most benign example. As I noted in a video last year, politics has always dominated the genre of alien movies, and since that last video, we've seen a steady stream of leaks and supposed confirmation that aliens exist or might exist and what that would mean for the modern world. Denis Villeneuve's 2016 Arrival, which features this exact storyline, was showered with awards and praise by the Hollywood establishment. Strangely so, actually, because Arrival is not very diverse and it isn't overtly politically correct, besides a bit of feminism. Villeneuve also made Blade Runner 2049 and is right now busy with the adaptation of Dune. And so it goes without saying that Arrival is smart, it flatters the intellect. But what's it actually about? And this is where it gets complicated. So the story is that 12 giant egg-shaped alien spacecraft arrive on Earth and then just sort of hover there and don't do much. The egg-shaped spaceships are scattered across the world as well, and so each part of the world has to get to grips with what's happening. The one we as the audience focus on is in Montana. Amy Adams, who I always find very easy on the eye, is one of the world's great linguists, and she gets called in to find some way to communicate with the aliens. And so all around the world, humanity is trying to communicate in different ways with the aliens. The Chinese, who, interestingly when you think about it, stand in as the main bad guys, are the most aggressive, and they try and get through to the aliens using the universal language of chess. But this is a problem because what's actually being communicated or taught is the friend-enemy distinction. Meanwhile, back in Montana, and because everybody loves a redhead, the aliens are speaking to Amy Adams via their own language, which looks like ink clouds inside their weird chamber things. Adams and her partner Jeremy Renner figure out that she's just getting 1/12 of the whole message because the other 11 alien ships are carrying the rest, and this too is a problem because the Chinese and the Russians are about to declare war on the aliens. It turns out the language, the message, is about time, the ability to pass your mind through time, and this is important because we learn the aliens need humans to save them in 3,000 years' time. What's more is that Adams herself now has the ability to see into the future, and she sees her own daughter growing old and dying before she even gets old, and she's also had the daughter with Jeremy Renner. But what matters for the world is that Adams has learned how to speak with the aliens and then also unraveled the mystery of how to communicate with the Chinese and persuades them not to war upon the aliens. So this is all very clever and very complicated and interesting and even very nice to look at. But what's the central message of the movie itself? It's this. Humans could destroy themselves because of poor communication. Humans need benevolent and all-knowing higher powers to guide them. Humans will have to become transhuman to survive. Now, I just want to make clear here that there's nothing new in Hollywood using aliens to deliver a lecture on morality or whatever. You can see the concerns and topics of the era depicted through Aliens, whether the fears of the Cold War, the paranoia and distrust of the government and the X-Files, or the universal messaging of E.T. And so this is what I find interesting about Arrival. Unlike most other alien movies, Arrival is obsessive about communication. Not the danger of nuclear weapons, not that humanity has to bind together because the aliens are a threat, not that humanity has no right to destroy natural habitats or some lesson on economics or any number of other things. No. Arrival is telling us that we're being held back from our potential future because of our petty tribalism, the nation state, and so on, and that our ability to speak to each other across the planet is too limited. What we need are higher powers to guide us for our own good, and we're probably not going to like it either, but that's fine because our benevolent alien overlords, they know what's best. They have the science, they have the technology. We're just ants. You'll notice that it isn't a matter of just technology either. We have to learn to transcend our very reality and move into phase space to break beyond the constraints of time for the greater good, to become transhuman. But yeah, okay, let me switch gears for a second and raise another issue here. I mentioned Michael Bay's movies just before, and I think it's fair to say that we know exactly who Bay's target demographic was. You know, just browsing the images of his movies, that they're intended for teenage boys, and hell, compared to the filth we get today, I'm not even going to complain about what they got in something like Transformers. Bay knows what teenage boys want, and he's quite prepared to let them have it. But then the question is, who is the target audience for Arrival? The special effects are great, but mainly centre around some nice cinematography and the ink symbols. Amy Adams is cute, but she's also a serious academic well into her 30s, and there isn't really any action either. Arrival is being pitched to a relatively sophisticated audience who are able to sit for 2 hours following a story about language with plot twists and time travel. It isn't low IQ. In fact, the payoff is precisely that the viewer will get it, or the satisfaction of understanding what's going on. In other words, there's a bar to entry to enjoying a movie like Arrival. Only smart people will understand it, and so it flatters the ego as well as the intellect. And so with this out of the way, we can go back to the plot and put it into a wider context. Arrival is a movie about how humanity needs to become more interconnected through a universal language, that petty tribalism and national identities are a barrier to forward progression, and that there are higher powers which we may be suspicious of guiding us and explaining everything to us. And then on top of that, only smart people are capable of grasping this concept. If you're intelligent, then you understand this too. Only dummies, those small-minded thugs stuck in the past, are in the way and don't get it. It's made clear in the plot that humanity is actually being manipulated here. The aliens are only doing this because in 3,000 years' time, humanity will save them. But this doesn't seem to be much of an issue for Amy Adams or Jeremy Renner. But on the face of it, it seems quite ridiculous. And while I'm not fond of putting memes into my videos, I think I'll indulge myself this once. Because what Arrival does is flatter the ego of those who will be smart enough to rationalise a concept, to think abstractly enough to feel pleased with themselves to the cost of common sense or understanding the manipulation. The good instincts of the low IQ and the intellectual prowess of the high end of the bell curve might both, for different reasons, see through the bullshit. But as I've said so many times before, it's the middle where the problem lies. It's the middle who will absorb the message that humanity needs a one-world government and to become something entirely different for the greater good, who will leave the cinema or watch the end titles feeling pretty pleased with themselves. They unravelled the plot. They understood it. They saw the message. An interesting twist would be if another person came along and told Lady Amy Adams she was being manipulated and that the obvious course of action was to blow those space eggs out of the sky. But that is not the message of Arrival. Think of one of the slogans of the age, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. On the face of it, it's just ludicrous. But that's actually sort of the point. It takes a degree of intelligence to deconstruct it and understand what it is they're saying, to see the positives. They'd say that they don't really mean we're going to live in poverty and starve. They're referring to an age of plenty brought about by technology and automation. That's how they would reframe it. As Arrival draws to a close, The penultimate scene takes place at a swanky dinner party at the UN, of course. It's a new era of humanity unifying, and all the global elites have turned up to celebrate it, including the Chinese general, who now sees that he was wrong to want to blow the aliens up. The flags of various nations hang from the walls, but you'll also notice an odd circular symbol. It's the alien time symbol. You see, the aliens might have gone now, but we still have our own global elite, and the scientists, of course, and they know what's best. And now they have an ideology too, a transhuman one. And all of the rest of us are just going to have to go along for the ride, whether we want to or not. I'll catch you later, folks.